13 of the nearly 40 immigrants found in a sweltering semi-trailer on Sunday are still in the hospital. 14 are in custody, considered witnesses in the human smuggling case against the driver. Legal experts say the immigrants who survived the incident could possibly avoid deportation. TPR's Louisa Jonas reports.
Stacy Jonas is managing attorney for the human trafficking team at Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid. She says Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has a policy stating they generally should not initiate removal proceedings against immigrants who've witnessed a crime.
The purpose of that, obviously, is to ensure that individuals who may otherwise not be afraid to participate in law enforcement prosecutions or simply need the opportunity to remain here to do so have that option.
Jonas says the immigrants in this case may know of other crimes that took place while they were being smuggled. But being smuggled into the U.S. by itself doesn't make an individual eligible for immigration protection.
However, if in the course of your smuggling, you become the victim of another serious crime, including false imprisonment, unlawful criminal restraint, or abduction, just as examples, you may be eligible for an immigration protection known commonly as a U visa.
According to Jonas, individuals are only eligible for the U visa if they cooperate with law enforcement investigations. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.